This is KERA News. I'm Lauren Silverman. Can any car be turned into an intelligent car? A Dallas-based startup called Vinly has captured the attention of drivers across the country with a device promising to do just that. Vinly founder Mark Haydar reaches into the brain of this 2007 Toyota Camry.
Just go under the dash.
Under the steering wheel, he pops in a small black device into what's known as the OBD port of the car. All cars built in the last 20 years have the port, and it's become hot real estate for tech companies trying to revolutionize the driving experience.
So we created this small device. It has a GPS, Bluetooth, Wi-Fi hotspot with LTE connectivity, accelerometer.
Vinly, which starts at $99, turns your car into a sort of smartphone, complete with apps and an internet connection. So say you're on a road trip, maybe in a 1996 Honda Civic, and your kid wants to watch cartoons on a laptop.
And now we're going to the park.
Is this what you usually watch when you're in the car?
Yeah, probably. If my daughter's with me.
Watching Netflix in the back seat is nice, but that's not the breakthrough technology that helped Vinly raise $6.5 million this summer. That was for connecting your car to your phone, your home computer, and the people around you. Vinly's apps can monitor your car's health, improve fuel efficiency, even track your teenager.
The parent can open it literally from their home and it'll see this.
So you can see where the car is.
Yeah, look at this. I mean, in real time, I'm seeing where the car is right now. And you get the segment of the last 15 minutes of they drove.
Haydar adjusts the settings to create an alert if the car goes faster than 20 miles an hour.
You want to break the law?
Don't worry, we didn't. But when the driver speeds up...
There you go. You see that?
Oh, you just got an alert.
Yeah, from Beagle, Camry has exceeded 20 miles an hour speed limit.
That alert pops up on his laptop as well as the driver's Apple Watch. And if you slam on the brakes and get into an accident, another app will notify your family, even call 911 for you. Still, there's a potential pothole for a company that wants to connect your car.
Almost any new car you buy today will have some sort of telematic service that they'll offer with it. You know, you pay by the month to keep it going. And it'll do a lot of these same things.
Wayne Cunningham covers car technology for CNET.
The relevance of these devices is going to diminish over the next few years. And in 5 years, I can imagine, you know, that they'd be completely superfluous unless you have an older car that's not connected like this.
Ouch! Which is why Vinly founder Mark Haydar is working on deals with automakers to install Vinly inside cars before they're driven off the lot. And he's hoping to get into something called vehicle-to-vehicle communication. Wayne Cunningham explains.
The idea is that every car can communicate to other cars on the road, so your car will actually know before you do if the car ahead of you is braking. Or if you come around a corner and there's a car stalled in the road, that car will have already sent a signal to your car and give you some advance notice.
Cunningham expects this type of vehicle-to-vehicle technology to become standard in the next few years. Then there'd be even more demand for giving old cars new life and new brains. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.